USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
That's Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse talking about the catastrophic flooding in the Midwest. At least three people killed, including an 80-year-old woman who dies as floodwaters fill her house. Senator Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Right now, we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the National Guard's doing a great job. Governor Ricketts is doing a great job.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In other news, California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 65 points to close at 25,914, the NASDAQ up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. More economic news now, March madness at the gas pump, as the national average sees a bump of 6 cents a gallon to 2.55 a gallon for regular unleaded. This is a new high on the year, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states saw double-digit increases.
48 of the nation's 50 states saw prices rising, led by double-digit increases in 9 states, including Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Maryland, Delaware, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Louisiana.
Another factor is in the past week, oil prices increased to $58.41 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The Federal Reserve will be holding a two-day meeting, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with a preview now from Washington, D.C.
The Fed policymakers to meet Tuesday and Wednesday, and they'll issue a statement at the end of the meeting on Wednesday that's likely to note that while the economy is on firm footing, it does face risks from slowing growth and some trade conflicts. Against that backdrop, the thinking goes, it would be unwise to keep raising interest rates as the Fed did four times last year. Instead, the Fed is expected to keep its key short-term rate in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, and many analysts believe the policymakers will scale back their projection of rate hikes this year from 2 to 1, or perhaps even none. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The head of Homeland Security talking about illegal aliens coming into our country. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says on Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses the threat at our southern border.
We're seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry. What's worse, last year we identified tens of thousands of convicted and wanted criminals attempting to cross.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.